The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Let's go for Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. They say, God has enemies and saints with enemies. But there is a season that enemies are not going to longer be given a place. And the season without enemy is a time of rest. Because that was a promise He made to Jesus. But in Psalm 110, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand side. So we got to know that the right hand side is not a permanent place of seat for the Son of God. Because where the Son of God is supposed to be, but so long as he has enemy, he must be on the right hand side. Until he make all his enemies his footstool. At that season, there will be movement into the midst of the throne. It's in the midst of the throne that the Son of God ought to be. By reason of his person, he is there in the midst of the throne. You find that book of Revelation chapter 4. And lo, and behold, before the throne there was a seal of glass before the throne. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, we have four living creatures full of eyes before and behind. Verse 7. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, and the third beast like a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast, can we give me, and he who sat upon the midst of the throne is to be looked upon. In that chapter 4. Amen. And the 24 fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that live forever and never cast their crown before the throne, saying, okay, give me chapter 5. Chapter 5. And he that sat was to be looked upon like a jasper, and it's a standard stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne inside like unto an emerald. Then chapter 5 spoke about, and I saw the right hand of him that sat upon the right hand of him of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and without, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, saying, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, and neither to look thereon. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and on the four beasts, and in the midst of the earth, there stood a lamb, as it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. So I will say that there's a position of the right hand, and there's a position in the midst of the throne. Revelation chapter 3 talk about Jesus saying, to him that overcometh, will I make to sit. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even I also overcame, and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. So we know that the Father is seated in the midst of the throne. So we can see that There is that are one to sit in the midst of the throne, which is eternal God. Eternal God. Eternal God in the midst of the throne. But there is the operation of the everlasting arms, which are operation of the right hand. That the Son is seated upon, or is there at the place of the right hand, which is the place of staying until all victories are being secured for the people of God. The place of the right hand is a place of securing complete and full victory for the people of God. That place where Jesus is making intercession and carrying out the ministry of reconciliation. The place of the right hand is the place of carrying out two ministries. The ministry of intercession and the ministry of reconciliation. Because there can never be reconciliation without intercession. So the ministry of, you cannot separate intercession from reconciliation. When intercession seeks, reconciliation will not be done in the life of people. Reconciling in, as the apostle said, for he must ever must receive him unto the restitution of all things. That restitution means restored, reconciliation of all things has to be carried out. As the apostle, whom heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the war began. So we know that essence of the place of the right hand is to carry out the word reconciliation, restitution. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 also bore witness to it that Jesus is there until he has taken all rules. I think Pastor Dimeji was quoting that scripture yesterday night. He was keeping all rule, all authority, and power. All rule, all authority, and power. Then he will deliver to the Father. Then himself will be subject, will come under the Father, and the Father will be all in all. So we can see that there is a ministry, though he's seated, but he's staying in the right hand position for a ministry. So the place of the right hand is the place of carrying out a ministry. And the essence of the place of right hand is to bring all the enemies of God under. And he will move in, they will follow you, see the operation, the full-blown operation of the mist of the throne. Which, in that sense, there's no longer enemies. There's purely the ministry of eternal life. Eternal life does not war. Eternal life is rest. Eternal life is a dominion of rest. The Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, he make all his enemy to be at peace with him. That's why what you saw, the first age of eternal life, Revelation chapter 22, was only Jerusalem. It was Jerusalem. A place where there's no longer conflict. There's no longer contradiction. Amen. It's a permanent, all warfare have been won. He has taken the victory. And the full victory has been what? It belongs to God. And in fact, in that age, the first age, there's no enemy there. There's no enemy there. They have closed everything about the enemy, has been closed in chapter 21. Amen. Of Revelation. So we can see that. Why this issue of the armies of the living God, which has to do with the revelation of the Son of God, as Pastor Dimeji said, all the speakers in this conference have been telling us about the revelation of the Son of God, is very, very, very important, is because of what? Because of what God has proposed to do with his church. We must know God loved the whole mankind, but God is particular about his church, about his God, about the ecclesia. That ecclesia must exercise and work in the totality of the victory of Jesus. Last year, I did a series in church that I called The Authority and the Victory of Jesus in the local church. The authority and the victory of the Lord Jesus in the local church. That we have to know that is the authority of Jesus must be fair, not just local church, must be fair, even on the body of Christ. There's his authority and his victory that must be story. It must become a reality that the church must embody, that the church can carry that victory. Amen. That the church can carry that victory. The church can experience that victory. Amen. And the essence of that victory is why Jesus is on the right hand ministering. He will have finished dying and just enter into rest. But he's not resting. Joker is not resting. He's not resting. He's a mediator. It's kind of the means of high priestly ministry because of the enemies of God, which are the enemies of the church. And the enemies of God and the enemies of the church, what, are inside the church. The enemies of God are not outside the church. They are inside the church. They are our members. They are in our members. For a man's enemies and foes are member of his household. They are a member of our household. They are the foes of God. They are the members of his household. And Jesus said that he has fulfilled obediences and gotten the keys of hell and death. He could not see completely rest. Although he is carrying out a ministry, or he could not fully enter into full rest, he's carrying the ministry at the right hand to empower the church, to equip the church. To empower the church is the season. What Joker is doing in the church, in the world, in the right hand side, is empowering the saints. You find that in the book of Daniel 7, there were arms, beasts. There were prevailing against saints. They are saints, but they were prevailing against saints. They were mesmerizing the saints. Things that we are combating the saints, we are sorry. They will say, was mesmerizing the saints. You can be saints, but the saints are still being mesmerized. It didn't look little. It's a little arm. But that, it's little, but it's very powerful. That he was mesmerizing the saints. The saints do not have answer to that thing. Not just in the book of Daniel, also in the book of Revelation chapter 11 also. There were prophets that were raised that war with the beast that came out. What? That came out of what? Of the pig. He said, he overcame the prophets. Amen. He overcame that two prophets that had testimonies. They had testimony. But that beast that came, say, and when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless beast, what? Shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. So you find that in the book of Daniel, he was dealing with the saint. That it was the horn, it was a beast. Also in the book of Revelation, and you know, there are class of saints, there are the prophets. Amen. Amen. And you know, in the book of Revelation, chapter, is it 15? Classify those three categories. There are prophets, there are saints, and there are they that fear the Lord, they fear God. So you could see, thank you so much. And the nation we are angry, and the wrath is thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged. And thou shalt give reward unto thy servant the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great. So you can see they are in Daniel what was overcoming the saints. In Revelation 11, it was what? He fought the prophets and overcame them. Amen. So you could see that Jesus could not just sit and begin to rest. But you know that the issue that is dealing with the church and with the saint, or what is dealing with his brethren, Hebrew 2, his brethren. He has brethren that there are things that are fighting them. Children are the seed of Abraham. Galatians 5. Children. What? Children are the seed of Abraham. So long as children are partakers of flesh and blood. Okay, thank you so much. It's Galatians 3. Know we therefore that they which are of the faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Children of Abraham there are not all Christians. They are those who have become Christ. Those who have the law of the seed of life in Christ Jesus. They are children. Children are peacemakers. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Children of God are those who are what? Are peacemakers. They have the law. I don't want to go back and labor by the pastor. The major of labor is spent time to labor about it this morning. That means they have made covenant of life and peace. Or they have awoken them twice. Awake, awake. That's what Pastor David called them. They awoke them into righteousness, and they have awoken them into peace. Which is Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That was being, you know, it's not being, it's a process. You obey the law of justification. And you have peace with God. Or you become children of God. Or you are being converted. That children of God is his soul. That's the children of God. They have been converted. They were old man before in their soul. Old man. They were old man. That is corrupt. But something happened, but by learning Christ, and by obeying Christ, by obeying from the heart, that form of doctrine of Christ, the learning of Christ, the train of Christ, they put off the old man and put on the new man. And that conversion that takes place, make them from old man, became children of God. They are children to God, but they are a perfect man in Christ. They are men in their learning of Christ, but they are children in the adoption into Godhood. So in a place, there are men. What Ephesians chapter 4 was saying. See, we all come in the unit of the faith. That's the faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. The faith of Jesus Christ. It's one faith. It's not, for now, we still have different kind of faith. Hebrew 11 show different kind of faith. But it's a faith that requires author and finished. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith. So to every Christian, come into that faith. Where there's no longer variance in our division of faith anymore. The faith is that same faith that Jesus author and finish. And what that faith does is that faith of faith that procured the righteousness of God is a learning. That learning, that faith will transform an old man in the heart, or a heart of stone. It will turn it to become a heart of flesh. So, heart of flesh is the heart of the children of God. When you say, this person is children of God, means he has the heart of flesh. He has made peace with God. Then he can begin to receive the things of God. When God begins to release his standard, he won't fight it. Say, for a carnally minded man is enmity with God. He's not children of God. He's enmity with God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So for you to be a children of God means you are no longer somewhere It's not totally guaranteed. God just, okay, this one has made peace. It's not complete enemy. Because there's still another enmity that you can have, which is the enmity that this world gives. Because a carnal mind, as thought being, is a man, is a tune of peace. Amen. So the law of sin and death make us to be enemies of God. Ephesians chapter 2 shed more light into this. Towards from verse 11, we say, you once were enemies in your minds. Enemies in your minds. Wherefore, remember ye that be in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcised by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, and that at that time you are without Christ. You are without Christ. Be alien from the commonwealth of Israel, stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes we are far off and made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. Christ is our peace. Who have made both one and have broken down the middle of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment contained ordinances, for to make in himself one new man, so making peace. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called children of God. So they make you, and where is the enmity? It's in the mind. The enemy in your mind. That means you are no longer carnally minded. This thing is a process. These are the enemies of God. When I said the enemies of God is the meat of the church. Is in our mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Though we walk in the flesh, we will not walk after the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of fear are not carnal. So you can see the first thing you deal with is carnal. You deal with carnal. Carnal. When you are not carnal and become spiritual, opposite of carnal is spiritual. You say you are there with the enmity in your mind. But that's not the only enmity. But the first enmity is that to make you are not carnal. Carnal believers have enemy. But you have to obey righteousness of faith to address your carnality and make you spiritually minded. Or what 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the last two verses of 1 Corinthians 2, we have the mind of Christ. So a man with the mind of Christ are called children of God. A man with the mind of Christ are called children of God. So they have taken that Ephesians 2, say they have borne the enmity. We are enemy in our mind. Anyway in our mind. But in that Ephesians 2, so they take away enmity in our mind through obedience to the doctrine. The word doctrine means the teaching of Christ. Because what makes us enemies, we are teachings. We are the everybody, we all learn from two spirits. We learn from the doctrines of the devils. And we learn from the seducing spirit. Doctrine of the devils, we have thought it to be demonic doctrine, but they are not demons. Because that way it was talking about there, was say, spirit in the latter times. In the latter time, perilous time shall come. Latter time. Now the spirit speaking expressly that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. What can make a man to depart from the faith? This is not the faith for shoe and car. This is the faith that you can utter and finish. What can make man to depart from the faith? Because when you depart from the faith, you will not come to God. Amen. So you can see, when you don't follow faith, you won't come to God. Hebrew 11. For by faith, Enoch walked with God and was no more. For he had his testimony before he was taken away that he pleased God. That's the first thing he did. He pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Then when you have pleased God. For they that will come to God must believe that he is. So if you depart from faith, you never come to God. It's not coming to God that you are going to depart from the living God. And when you are departing from living God, you are going to enter into second death. Because there's no middle ground. There's only, I know they come to God. I won't be my man of my own. Your man of your own is the devil. Either you are going to God, or you are departing from the living God. And you are going to the God of this world. Or the prince of this world. So there's no middle ground. And what is going to God, and what is going to the prince is by soul. It's not my body, it's my soul. But there's a prince that anywhere my soul is going, my body follows it. Because they are companion. Hallelujah. So we can see that without faith, I can't please God. And except I please God, or to please God means I can't make peace with God. Or I can't be accepted by God to come. God does not call flesh, so God does not allow flesh to come. There must be a state that a soul of a man is. Because God will say, you cannot come to me. The state that you must be before God will tell you to come, that you are at peace with him. Or you are pleased in. There is a, how does it mean? God look at your arrangement. And God can't see carnal mind in you anymore. God can see that you are spiritually minded. Because God is a spirit. And you remember, God has also taught it. For God is a spirit. For they that we worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. So you can't worship God when you have carnal mind. For the Father seeketh such. So God will need to seek. Where are the one that can worship in spirit? What spirit is there? It's not that I have Holy Ghost inside of me. No. Spirit means that they have made their mind spiritual. Their mind. To worship God means to serve God. You can't serve God except you are spiritual. To worship God in spirit and in truth. That means you are spiritual. They are that was spiritual, but in spirit. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 23, call it, render it this way, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There's something will happen to your mind. They will program your mind with righteousness. They program your mind with righteousness. God will say, this man is a child of peace. This mind is a mind of peace. It's a child of peace. There. And that state pleases God. Wow. God, you have pleased me. There. Start your journey to come to me. That's a man that can come to God. Because when they say, you know what, God, all those men, they were men with living soul. So you can't come to God without a living soul. And one of the first they must make living or lively is your mind. So when I say the Father seeketh such, who will worship God in spirit and in truth. That means men whose mind have been renewed in the spirit of their mind through obedience. If I don't do obedience, my mind will not be renewed. My mind will not be renewed in the spirit of it. To be renewed in the spirit. David sang this in Psalm 51. Renew thy spirit within me. We'll talk about his mind. Create in me a clean heart. A clean heart is a heart. And it's a new heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit within me. That righteous spirit, renew it within me. So to renew, to bring, so that you can be a what? Children of peace. So it's children of peace that are pleasing God. Paul render it in Colossians chapter 1. From verse 7. That you be filled with the knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Say spiritually understanding. No, I want to say the way I say it. Say spiritually understanding. So you can be naturally understanding or carnally understanding. But you can be spiritually understanding. Then your spirit, your understanding is from the lens of spiritual man. There is what is carnally understanding. You can carnally understand a thing. They say, for she had no heart carnally. But when Adam knew his wife, she did not knew her carnally. When they say she knew her carnally, that's about fornication and adultery. But when you knew, spiritually. So new is that you use something. There's something that has happened to that mind and that heart. So those are the children of peace. Amen. So when you are spiritually minded, in the knowledge of his will, that you might walk worthy of the Lord. So why I'm not walking worthy of the Lord? Because I'm carnal. I have carnal understanding. Ephesians 4 call it, do not walk like the Gentile walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened because of the ignorance that is in them. I just want to read what Pastor Dimeji has said, Pastor Emeka, or what they have said. This thing that God wants to deal with, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Now look at it. Having chapter 6 from verse 12 stated the promises. The promises from the least of the promises to the height of the promises. Or another for the promises, the blessings. Like Deuteronomy, and this blessing shall come upon you. So when you look at 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 11, there are the blessings. And this blessing, you know, it's a Roman instead of a blessing. For blessings shall you be in your field. So but this is the New Testament version of that is a Roman. So, having therefore these promises, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Dearly beloved, not just beloved, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. But also and spirit. Filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So you can see that we start dealing with the fitness of the flesh. Fitness of the flesh, we start dealing with fitness of the flesh as well as the flesh. But that's not the end of fitness of the flesh. Fitness of the flesh is fully dealt with until we put off carnal mind. And fitness of the spirit is higher than fitness of the flesh. Like what Pastor was teaching. Pastor Dimeji was teaching from Joshua 3. That was the fitness of the flesh because you can't see it. What was teaching in what? In 2 Corinthians 4. Those are fitness of the spirit. Hidden teeth of dishonesty. Adding the word of God deceitfully. Not working and crafting it. Those are deceitfulness of the spirit. They are wars, spiritual wickedness in high places. Designs. They are feet. He said, they saw Joshua the high priest wearing the garment of feet. Fitness. And those things will not allow him to come into the promise. He wanted to stop him from coming into the ministry of everlasting life, the covenant of everlasting life. Amen. So, but God's intention is also to deal with the feet of the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, feet of the flesh, we acquire it by through birth also. The Gospel of John. He came unto his son received him. But the message is given the power to become sons of God, which we are born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not the will of man. So when you are talking about feet of the flesh, talk about it's a will. It's a will. It's what a soul does. It's a will. What is a will? A will are desires. Will are desires. Will are choices, decisions. That is so make. Ephesians chapter 2 capture it beautifully. Ephesians 2 from verse 2. Ephesians 2 from verse 2. Which in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit. So there's fitness of the spirit. That now walketh the truth of disobedience. But verse 3, Among all, we have our conversion time passed in the lust of our flesh. Fulfilling. What is lust of the flesh? Lust of the flesh. 1 Peter chapter 3 and chapter 4 called the lust of the flesh, called the will of the flesh. So the will of the flesh is called the lust of the flesh. Fulfilling desires of the flesh. And what? Desires what? Of the mind. So when you hear lust, they are desires. James chapter 1 also said the same thing. My brethren, when you are tempted, don't say you are tempted of God. For God does not tempt any man with evil. For every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust. And those lusts are fed by desires. So you can see. So when you read the word will of the flesh, will of the mind, they are desires. They are decisions, choices. Like we saw the sons of God that saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and everyone chose wife. And that was a great high sin, not sin of the flesh. And maybe they took that decision, God said, man now is flesh. God saw that decision and said it's the flesh. So what made God call them flesh was a desire, was a will that they went for. That will, God said, based on this decision, you are not flesh. Because someone that made this kind of choice is flesh. God now says, man has become flesh because of decision. But God was watching those choices, decisions, desires that they made. Amen. So not born of evil. So God's intention is that to make us to be children of peace. And I feel that I've shed enough light by this thought. So let's go back to that Luke chapter 1. So the first enemy that we deal with is the enemy of carnality, which is bondage. Like our carnal mind is bondage. And because it's a bondage, when you say a Christian is a carnal Christian, no Christian like anybody to call him a carnal Christian. We don't like bondage. But the next enemies, we like it. So the carnal minded or the seated of the flesh, which start from the works of the flesh, unto carnal mindedness. Because they are all feet of the flesh. That's why a Christian may not be doing works of the flesh, but he's still carnal. You may not, that you are not doing fornication, you're not doing that Galatian thing, does not mean you are spiritual. Because how God looked at a believer is not beyond in what you do and what you don't do. God does not want us to do any nonsense, to do anything, anyhow. So another one I'm saying that that's not the definition that okay, God does not consider what I do. Praise God. Yeah, wow. Let me just go and do anything. No. But God does not sum up a man by his actions and activity. God summates a man based on his inward. So I may not be doing works of the flesh that are manifest, but I'm still flesh on the inside. The will of the flesh is still an expression. So, sitting out of the flesh, or flesh as the enemy against pleasing God, is still so much at work in me. Because I talk about the handmaids of the living God. So, I can't move to become an enemy of the living God when flesh is still with me. And that's why God, Paul wrote the thesis of Romans chapter 6, Romans 7, Romans 8. For now, therefore, there's no condemnation. There's no limitation because flesh has limitation. Flesh cannot be at peace with God. Flesh cannot please God. For therefore, there's no condemnation to do that in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, but God, I don't do what's of the flesh. God said, oh, but yes, I know you have stopped doing that. But that is not the definition of what I call flesh. When God called men flesh in Genesis 6, they were not doing fornication. They were not witchcraft on earth. They were not sorcerers on earth. They were not drunkards on earth. When God said man has become flesh in Genesis 6, there was no end of those what was the flesh. There was no fornication. There was no adultery. But what did God call flesh there? It was the arrangement of the mind. It was desires. They were choices. And those things are enemy of God. Said this way, man has become flesh. So the first deliverance that God wants to achieve in the church, what Joker is on the right hand side, or the majesty on the eye, is to give us victory from the flesh. An answer to the flesh is by the doctrine of Christ or by the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. The administration of the faith. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. How can I be dead? I am still living. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I'm not high, but Christ that liveth in me. So Christ is living in me. And the Christ that is living in me. Nevertheless, I live, and not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life and I live in the flesh. They've changed the law that's running the flesh. They've changed the law that's running the flesh. The life and I live in the flesh. It's still the flesh, but I'm changing the another law. They have changed the law. The life and I live in the flesh. I live by the faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and that gave me that formula of faith to live by. So you can see that what they call flesh is a law that is using the flesh. So change that law. Just like I said, he said, wash the inside of the cup, the outside shall be clean. So it's the law which Reverend Musi was saying that yesterday morning, that the person is higher than his habitation. That when the law inside a being drop, he moved to a lower habitation. And if you want to upgrade the person, change the law of that person, then his habitation will grow. That's why you see, you know, Donnie, I did a series since 2 weeks ago in our devotion. I was teaching about when he said, rejoice ye heavens. And they that dwell therein. It's a two different thing. Rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell therein. Because you can be a dweller of in Nigeria, but you are not a Nigerian citizen. You are not in Nigeria. You are dwelling in heaven, but you are not the heaven. For we are born the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. For the first man was of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord. From heaven. So you need to configure a man as heaven. They configure Jesus as heaven places, heavenly dimensions. Blessed be the God. Ephesians 1:3. And the Father of the Lord Jehovah bless us with all. Can you say all spiritual blessings in heavenly places? There are great of spiritual blessings in his great in places of heaven. But that thing was a man. The man Jesus was framed like that. So you can see that to break us free from flesh is to change the law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So the first victory that we must recall is a victory over the law of sin and death. And law of sin and death are the laws of falling second and what? Falling first heavens. Principality, power, might, and dominion, or throne and dominion. A might is a throne. So perverted might, throne and dominion are what is responsible for the law of flesh. What you call flesh is a fallen angelic law. Flesh is not man's law. Flesh is a fallen, is a law inside fallen first heavenly cadres. So what for the flesh is the least. Principality, power, might, and dominion, corrupted version of them, is what coat, that garment, that reverend pastor, that wearing. That's what it's called. That thing is what is called flesh. That is what is called grass. That is what is called dust. They are the framing. They are the law inside these beings. Because they perverted it. They refine it and produce it. And men are using it. Laws are what we wear. We wear laws. Laws are our garments. Laws are spiritual gene. You know, in Matthew 10, from verse 3, Jokai said that, say, but whosoever shall deny me before men, me will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to send peace on the earth. They must, Christ is earth. Christ must not give you peace on your head. You must not be at peace in your head. You must not be at peace with your flesh. You must have a new head. Your new head is having the love of your life in Christ Jesus running you. I've not come to put peace on the earth. I've come to send war. Think not that I've come to send peace on the earth. It's not talking about what I've got. Your head is here. But flesh, where another law have hijacked it. Your inward man, that flesh has taken over. I've not come to send peace, but a sword. This is a sword. But it's a two-edged sword. The sword is the allocation of the Lord's will of life in Christ Jesus. For I have come to send a man of variance against his father. It's not that you're going to be fighting your father biologically. You're going to fight your father in your blood. Your father in your members. Your father is in your mind. Your mother is in your heart. Your brother is in your mind. Your sister is in your heart. That's where your sister is. That's what they want to make variance at. It's not you go to my and say, my daddy, Joker is the booty. He's the booty. Father, son, say, you are the one that say, you said to your father and your mother, Raka, for you have not begat me. You know, Joker rebuked them for that. Okay, you don't have profit in me. Joker said that. So you don't have any profit in me. Joker rebuked the father and son for that. Say, you know that. Say, what have you been betting to? So Joker cannot be teaching against himself. It's not a verbal, it's okay. Father, what have you been going to? Say, for you said to your father, you said to your mother, what have you been betting to? So it can't be physical abuse. So we can see that when you say that, you have to be at variance with your father. Variance with your mother. Variance. It's not about because some souls that are unruly. Well, we now hear the word of righteousness. Going only at your go. When the father says, let's go, he says, I'm not going to go like that. This is the way I want to go. You know, some people are like that. They just like to go opposite direction. They also, that's flesh. Those are things that are called division and strife. Christ is not the author of division and strife. So, if what you have is division and strife, then it's not Christ. It's not Christ. Christ is not, he said, because he rebuked them for being carnal in Church of Corinthians and 1 Corinthians 3, where is division and strife. He said, are you not yet carnal? And work as mere man. So, it's not to be a strife with your brother. I'm side with your mother, side with your father. No, that is carnality. So you must be at variance with your father and with your mother. Say variance with my father. You are not happy with me. You are not happy with Jesus. You are not happy with our heavenly father. Because what is your father? What is your mother? What is your brother? What is your sister? John 3:3-5. For he that is born of the flesh is flesh. For he that is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. My friend, I said to you, you must be born again. For I said, you are born of the water and the spirit. You shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Or Hebrew 11. For if you subject yourself to the father of your flesh, who chasten you for their own profit, will you rather be in subjection to the Father of spirit and live? So to be in variance with your father and mother and your brother is that be in variance with flesh. Because father, mother, brother, sister share birth of flesh with you. And Melchizedek must be without father, without mother. Not be without father, without mother. So to be a variance. That's what the design. You look at it. Go back to Matthew. You see the answer is the cross. You must take up his cross. After I say that. Because what we bring for that variance, father, mother, sister, is the cross, which is the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20. For I am come to set a man a variance against his father, against his daughter-in-law, against the mother-in-law. The God of everything, what they share together is flesh. Okay, verse 34. And a man's foe shall be enemy of his household, your members. Verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me, God, what you share with your son or daughter is the flesh. That taketh not up his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. So, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and not I. For Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. Hallelujah! That's the first victory you must procure. The first victory. The first victory. That flesh can take on no father, no mother. No sister, no daughter, no son, no mother. But flesh has taken on Christ as a life. Because he obeyed the cross that put in as variance. He used the operation of the cross where. And that we say this man has ceased from flesh. He has ceased from flesh. Then that man, what they call, is a pleaser of God. Just say, oh, you don't please me. You don't please me. See the way he pleased me. But that does not show that he has broken all the enmity. Because there's another enmity. He has only broken enmity with the flesh. That, you see, where the enemy of God is hiding, he went to go and hide in our genealogy. He went to go and hide in our roots. That's where Satan is a bastard. Jesus, forgive me. I didn't want to call Satan. He went to go and hide inside my father. Grave, grave, he went to go and hide there. He went to go and hide there, see your mother. He had to go and hide inside our senses. Because we need to teach this thing called flesh very well. God told me. As we have teached everlasting life, we have light because to see better. Because flesh is not worth of the flesh. That's just the first allocation. To deal with flesh is to deal because priest, high priest, when he said we was wearing fitness of the flesh, people were called fitness of the flesh. Is how much can you look inside of you and say that what is inside your father is not inside of you? That's when you know that you have habitual flesh. Because that's the enemy of God. And that Christ has taken over your flesh and your mind as you're running it. And that before that, and that's the only way that can qualify me to come to God. Because I won't come to God and say I've finished my curriculum of faith. Because I must do for without faith, that means I have inherited what faith has to deliver. Faith wants to deliver a new man. Say a new man. The promise of the faith of Jesus is to produce a new man. A new man that is not connected to father, mother. The cross of Jesus must do that. New man! He has a new heart. He has a new spirit. Ezekiel 36. He has a new what? A new heart. He has a new spirit. Because what makes you to be connected to your father? Because heart of their proceed. How kind. So they are giving you a new heart and they're giving you a new spirit. A new spirit to run the new heart. The new spirit is the law of the new heart. They renew the spirit of the mind. So when a man has been made new, like me, I thank God for Pastor Tosin, he's already a new man. Me, I'm trying to see change me from the old man to become me new. And God has helped. Yes, I'm not joking. Even anytime I look at Pastor Tosin, I'm convicted. I'm a sinner. Pastor Tosin, you know now. To be new in Christ, for if a man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. That thing which is flesh has passed away. Your variance, your connection with your father, your connection with your mother, your connection with your brother, your connection with flesh. Flesh went to go and hide very deep. That's why when they took Abraham, leave your father's house and your kindred. Your father's house! For them to become, to fall and shall become one flesh, therefore shall the man leave his father and his mother. That is Christ. That is Christ. The man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife. That was the first law of marriage. And which is Ephesians chapter 5. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave herself for her that may wash her by the washing of the water by the word. That's the first allocation to take a flesh, to make it a new man. A man that God can see and say, this man is at peace with me. It's a child of peace. It's a child of peace. The Lord told me when I was praying for this meeting, they don't bring children to army. Even the law of Canaan nation does not allow it. So army of God are not company of children. Army of living God are not children. Army of God are not children. They are army of sons. But they have to make you every man, every child of God, everybody that born again, are for Canaan man, are old man. They have to work upon you to turn into children of God. It's in everlasting life, they start raising your sons to enlist you in the army of living God. So they don't, that you tie any everlasting life does not mean you're already army of God. Don't let us say, we are not army of living God. Though. Don't deceive yourself. Don't go and say, I'm the army of God. You're not army of living God yet. They are not. They don't make children. No, they don't bring children to army. You don't give ammunition to children. If you can give a car to a child of 18 years old, my son liked power bike. He came to tell me, said, Dad, promise me you're going to buy a power bike for me. I said, I'm not going to buy it for you. Because bicycle that I bought for him is Jehu when he's riding bicycle. It's Jehu. He rides ferociously. He will be speeding on slope. I will stand, come on the gates on the street. My heart is moving. I hope this boy will not go and hit his car at our park on the street. Yes, in one power bike, I say, I will never. This bicycle already is enough, is enough. We have been fighting that. Then he has changed his request now. It's okay. What about when I'm in university? Will you buy me a car? I say, well, let's watch and see how you behave yourself. Because I can't trust you the way you ride. So, you don't empower children with the weapon of God. Army of the living God is not, you have to do Christ over and become children of God. Then they will train you. So long as a child, a heir, is a child, he defiles not from the servant, though he be heir of all things, but he must be under tutor and governor until the time appointed. It's an appointed time in the spirit. And some people are coming to of age of this. They give it to men that are full age, that I can discern before good and evil. So, the discipline of flesh is the first discipline. I'm just trying to shed light upon the enemies of God. So I said that flesh are laws of first heavens, beings that fail. Principality, powers, might, and dominion. Is their law? The law of sin and death. What they call the law of sin and death? They are flesh. In part one. Because you know that it's only two beings that fail. First heaven, second heaven, it's only one that fail. But it's their garment. Though law of sin, they are weaving of fallen spirits. Flesh. So when you see a man wearing flesh, it's not a thing that New Jerusalem can deal with. I promise you, I will never do it again, Jesus. How bad are you? Bad. Let me phone Pastor Tosin. Bad. Oh, yeah. Don't do it again. You will still go and do it. I promise you, sir. I will never be angry again, sir. Pastor Tosin, you're saying that if you don't know so in church, souls. Ah, thank God that I serve. When you are living with your underhand, you see souls. Souls, you finish counseling table, you finish talking to them. You spend 3 hours counseling. They will shake your hand. What's it called? In the night, next morning by 11 o'clock, all poses or everything to discuss what they are doing. You 3 hours, they will keep mute. They are nodding their head. You will see that they have agreed with you. 10 o'clock, the next morning, opposite of what you agree is what they are doing. And when you call them, they will just be looking at you. You won't say anything. And you can't fight. And they thought about church. You can't be angry and try people away in the church. In company, you can say, we don't like you. Your productivity is very low. Please give me a query letter and sack him. You don't start people in church. Let them come the way they are. You have to stay. That's why a shepherd must have a large job. You have to keep managing them. And if and when next time, I know, and the person may even be a worker in the church. Sometimes, the other time in this light, in all formal light, you can suspend them and say, because of what you have done, you are not going to pay the tithe again. Go and stay. I'm suspending you. But this way, God will not allow you to do it. Because God says to walk in light. Because what he's doing is different from who he is. What he's doing is different from who he is. It's different from who he is. What you're trying to do is the wrath of man. It doesn't work out of God. Stopping not to pay keyboard again is the wrath of man. It doesn't change anything. It's the wrath of man. It does not work righteousness. For you to work righteousness, you have to not lay down your life to love him the more. If possible, God will instruct you how you should deal with him. Because what you are finding, you are fighting every spirit inside of him. That you not stopping him from keyboard is not what will stop the thing. God has to give you another wisdom. So that God will tell you to start loving him in another way. Because you are fighting and wrestling with something. That suspension will never deal with it. Your suspension will only discourage him. And Satan will start whispering something to him. And it will start dragging in church. He won't come to meeting again. And Satan has asked upper way. Yeah, we run away. And Satan has, God has lost his soul. Listen, what I said, and this is what I learned from my pastor, and from my daddy in the Lord. When people are messing up, that's when you like love them, you give them more responsibility. Because you have to show more love. God has to instruct you. Because what you wanted to do, sustaining them is the wrath of man. You don't work out of God. It that when I say it's wise to turn me from righteousness to God, it's a wise wisdom. It's not zeal of man. Zeal, know they do the work. To break flesh. Aso aruboni. Aruboni. Arubo. You know the Bible say, oh, can you go in me. I love you to buy Bible. Five years to deal with it. I'm talking about it's a law of the first heaven spirit in the array. That's what they call flesh. Falling ones. Pastor, sir, can we have you, sir? Eshegan. Have you been blessed?
Thank you, Lord. Brado Jano Galaida, Hassane de Freditila, Frado Damunga, Singaste, even the weapon to fight this wicked law is being given again to the church. Is being taught the church afresh. Is being given and deposited again in the church. For this wicked law must be conquered. It must be won. It must be broken. It must be broken. The departure point between God and man must be broken and reconciled. Flesh must be taken care of. Flesh must be taken care of. So I am bringing a wisdom even again to the body of Christ. I am restoring wisdom afresh. I am bringing the light it, and I will cause it to abound. I will cause it to abound. Souls will be won again. Souls will be won again. Because I will make my servants wiser than the adversary. I will make my church wiser than the wicked one. I will cause them to be imbued with wisdom. Wisdom of the holy. They will be able to turn souls to life. Turn flesh to spirit. Yea, imbue a new law in the souls of men. Because this wicked law has estranged man from God for a long time. For a long time. And the enemy has rejoiced in this work. He has rejoiced in the wickedness which he has wrought in the production of the law of flesh. He has rejoiced. He has rejoiced. But no more shall he prosper. No more shall he prosper. Because I have come with wisdom, and I will give judgment to the saints, even to the saints again, and they will break this law, and they will gain victory over this law, and they will turn souls from this law and win them to life, says the Spirit.
So, thank you so much, Pastor. God has given so much victory, but I thank God for the wisdom that God is using. That perspective, our Pastor, remember, God sometimes cannot wait until we fully overcome flesh because he starts giving us higher strength. So the essence of everlasting life is that you know that some of the things that we call flesh is no longer flesh. You are moving to the cadre of second falling heaven operation. They are everlasting. All the heavens are everlasting. Even principalities and power, might, they are all everlasting. But you know that what Satan, the graduate, Satan turned Seraph, he blessed Seraph and converted them to operate a very terrific wickedness. You know, let me say this before I move into that. Because I want to just talk about enemies and they that hate us. Enemies and they that hate us. That's Luke. That's where, because those who are feared there are everlasting enemies and they that are. If you want to understand that, you need to start reading from Revelation 13. So Revelation 11, you will see they kept on talking about war. Revelation 13, there was war. Revelation 12, there's war. Revelation 15, the war with the beast and its number, war. Revelation 19, war. Those are those operations. Revelation 11, Revelation 12, Revelation 13, the second beast, which is able to make war with the first beast. Revelation 15, which are what? Those who have gotten victory. Revelation 19. Those two chapters, we are talking about something, enemies and haters of God. So, because at Revelation 19, you saw the word of God leading the armies of heaven. But it was a build up to that Revelation chapter 19. So we just trust God, how the Lord give us breath, how we can touch them and see. Hey, thank you, Jesus. So we can see that having victory over the issues of the flesh is a thing that is right for us in Christ Jesus. And we must know that the answer to it, that's why I don't tolerate. Sometimes I can be a bit impatient with you. I'm patient, but I can be patient with you. When you like to tell me, that is how we are in our house. I know that. I love Rebbe Musi. Rebbe Musi. Do not hide corruption. That into that. Do not keep iniquity. I love that. That seems very hard. Expose it. Bring it to light. Because what is Rebbe Musi? That flesh is a member of your household. It's your father. It's your mother. Your uncle, your in-law. When you marry, the day you went to go and marry my wife, anytime those people want to marry, come to me and say, you say, oh boy, when you say, this is how you want to go and marry, you want to marry the high door of his side. He says, bring it to your house. That's, I actually imagine, why is this woman saying this to these people? They are, can't you see, they are so innocent. Two people that are in love bed. You say, anyway, In fact, in marriage, when she preached a marriage service, she would say, I know you're going to bring your high door for your father's house. And the parents are sitting there saying, you want that one last night alone? Because how can you see the parents are sitting there and you say they are bringing high door for their father's house? And it's true. Because the high door is not, but it's in their flesh. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Say flesh. Because he's talking about flesh and blood. We were not born of blood. Not the will of the flesh. The greatest of it is the will of man. That's what produced man of sin. The will of blood and the will of the flesh. They are desires. Which is at home with us. That's why I said the enemy of God attends church service. When he said the gates of hell shall not prevail, one time, it's not APC. APC is not the gate of hell. The gate of hell are sitting right now. Oh, Lua, Mio, don't stone me. Emma Shami, loco. The gate of hell is sitting. He wears suit. Yeah, gate of hell is a preacher. Yeah, general overseer of ministry. His flesh. Flesh and blood. For flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Ephesians 5. Now that I say therefore, that's Corinthians said it, 1 Corinthians 15 said it, Ephesians 5 also said the same thing. Verse 3 or 4 and 5. Ephesians 5, 3 and 5. But fornication, for this you know that no woman, an unclean person, or covetous man who is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So, kingdom of, you can't have access to the kingdom of Christ with until flesh have been dealt with. So, flesh and blood will discourage you. We not allow you to have access to the kingdom of Christ. That's why Paul was warning in chapter 2, he said, you have not resist into blood, striving against sin. Because what wants to make them talk is their blood. Because they thought to move into the strong meat of the war. They have walked, God has wept them with flesh. But you know something? Blood is the life of the flesh. So you can have them with flesh, but its life can still be there. What is powering it? The blood. Because the blood is the life of the flesh. Blood is not red pigment. It's a testament. For this is the New Testament in my blood. What is testament? Testament is law. What is law? Law is light. Information. You see, Pastor Nika, that was teaching. Someone was teaching. I was talking about light last night. It was Pastor Dimitri. Light is light. Law is light. So, law. That's when you want to do blood work, they subject it under light. Microscope. Because so they are light. The flesh has its light that runs it. And that is the blood. Gospel, look at me. Why? I don't know. I have fathers here that can be with me. If the church overcome flesh, it'll be very difficult. And it will come to the end of flesh. It will be very difficult for us not to have victory over the activity of spiritual wickedness. Because Satan has so much worked something so deep in respect to flesh that even everlasting work, one thing that can spoil the work is flesh. Maybe that's why the doctrine of Christ takes a long time. Take a longer time. It takes a longer time. That even everlasting, the first initial seed of everlasting, they're still going to be dealing with it to a long extent. That's why Christ is very important. That everybody must know Christ and do Christ well. Especially the season of see that you love one another fervently. That's not fervent work, love, yeah? You must do it, my brother and my sister. I beg you. Eje kashie. Let's do that work where. Let's find mercy of God to do it. It's not easy. But when we are doing fervent charity, that's when they were going to do a major work on flesh. Because they are going to be giving you commandments. You are not going to seek anything of your own. You seek the things of good of others. You prefer order before you, order ahead of you. It's not easy. Life campaigns coming. And you also have your own church conference. And God tell you the money that you used to pass through your conference, take it and use to support life campaign. We must do that too, pastors. Where we don't look at our own thing, but we look at the things of others. You don't only give. You don't make those life threats, those kind of life things when it's convenient. Those are the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That is how we are going to save ourselves from flesh. Fervent charity. See that you love one another fervently with a pure. Then, being born again, not of corruptible, but of the incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forevermore. Then you'll be ready for the next enemies of God. The next enemy of God, you can be a man of peace. But you are a friendship with this war. This war is different from what they lost. Galatians 1. Because there's darkness of the war, there is wickedness, the whole life in wickedness. What Satan shoots Jesus over the kingdom and the glory of this war is different from loss of the flesh. First John chapter 2, love not the war, not the things that are in the war. There are things that are in the war. Fleshly lust. But it's the war. The word of the wicked one. Which Jesus called it the unrighteous mammon. It's a war. Just like the Son of God is giving us a ministry. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 5. For the war. For unto the angels not put in such the war to come. While we are looking, the war to come. Also, there's an opposite of the war to come. So a man might have overcome what he lost. But he's still a friend of the world. A friend of the world is not just what he lost, fleshly lost, you have overcome them through the faith. The temptation that Satan came to change Jesus Christ is not what he lost. It's not what he lost that he came to show Satan. He came to show Satan the kingdom of this war. And the kingdom of this war are the temptation of prophets. Revelation chapter 11. The temptation of prophets. Prophets. Who keep testimony of Jesus. But in the day of their prophecy, they are the world must fall for them. The kingdom of this world must be called the kingdom of our God and of this Christ. The kingdom of our Lord and of this Christ. So, when I overcome the things that are in the world, which is called ungodliness, unrighteousness, and world love. The war is what they call hair. Those are wicked. Hair is enlarged. That is the war. The pastor was saying that. God, Satan is the creator of this war. This present evil war. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians 1. To be delivered. Galatians 1, is it verse 5 or 4? Go verse 4. Who gave himself our sins, comma, that he might deliver us from this present evil war. When they say this present evil war, that's what they call hair. according. What? According to the will of God and our Father. That's the will of God, though. People say, I want to know the will of God. Pastor, I don't know the will of God. The will of God is that you should be delivered from this present evil war. That is the will of God. The will of God and our Father. Because if you are not delivered from this evil world, we cannot look for the world to come. Which pastor, the major was calling new heavens. When God created the earth, and not only the earth and the heavens, He created the planet, but He created each of their cosmos for them. Every habitation has its wall. That this war is the software that runs it. You can't see it, but that is what runs it. That if you take the head, if you don't receive that war, you have not taken that dominion of that world. So when you get the kingdom of this one, the glory is that war. So whosoever owns it is the one that owns the thing. Verse 2. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world. Can you see? And they that dwell. Eh? They dwell therein. So there is the present evil war. That when falling cherubs with their auger, listen what they say. There's what God's servant called hair. That was born in them. God didn't create it. It was the law inside Lucifer that converted. They said, that old world. See, the old world, light and wickedness. Evil. Evil is not called evil, said. What they call evil, Ephesians 5 call it the wise or the wicked. Or the devil. W-I-L-E-S. That was what who was talking, as Pastor Dimeji was talking about wisdom. So, someone you hear, hair and death. It's a word. You have different faces to hit. What you see for the Nigerian politician as a victim, this election, this is a part of her. But that's not her. When you get to abroad, that vote and the vote count is also a type of her. Her is not only carrying gun and I jack ballot boxes. That's a type of her. But all that clean hair, gay, listen, their hair, their word. Because when you talk to those guys, you cannot tell them that is not written to their soul. It's a word that they are just been born to a war. But that was, and Satan has been rolling it out. Satan knows how to package it. He will roll it again. Satan believes that a man may reject his lust, but you can't reject his war. Satan is so persuaded because he knew the kind of finesse, detail work he has done to his war. Because you don't see hell as a bad place. Hey. Other pastor, let me say, hell has fire. The fire is the passion. It's the passion to drive it. You use industries. Use fire in those days. You use fire to power. To power that life. Everybody will settle for her. Except you have gained wisdom called Christ. That's why when you learn Christ, you have to learn wisdom and power of Christ. So even Christ cannot, Christ just pep you up because that hair is even higher wisdom. That Christ. But you know, there's a disposition that the heart is already. Because you are teaching God. When God says something, you can easily trust God. Because if you say trust, say today, for you to have been visited to me, it's true. And these operations are called spiritual wickedness in high places. Then Pastor Mika said it yesterday, and Pastor and God's servant to Reverend Musi, that hey, are status. Like Joker talked about Lazarus and Abraham. That they were in the upper layer. And the rich man lifted up his head where he was. So they are not. It's like heavenly places too. So, hey. He said, that's why, hey, you are places too. Just like heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So there are hellish places in what? It's your wickedness and the wicked one. There are graves there. So he lifted up his face and saw, wow. Before Jokers came. He saw, lifted and saw, ah, Abraham. He said, Father Abraham. If I knew Father Abraham. So we know. They don't take away what you know on earth. When you get to heaven on earth, we are still going to know. I'm still going to know Pastor Tosin. I say, ah, who are you, sir? Sir, you will know normally. When you see Paul, you will know Paul. You will know Paul. When you read Rejoiner, okay, you will know. You don't need to mention it, you just know. He lifted and saw it. Say, Father Abraham. He didn't say Abraham. So there is respect. Say, we are all brother. Call no more your father. On earth. For Jesus is only our father. Yes, brother, I understand. But he said, Father Abraham. And Joker is going to say it. That's what wanted to be ungoverned before. It's ungodly so. It doesn't want godliness to be God governed. When you say, my godly, you are commander government. You are commander the government and leadership of the Spirit. What means the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? A godly man is a soul that is commander the government of the law, the Spirit of life. You are not without law. In the book of Judges, he say, for so long a time, Israel was without. Without the law, without the teaching priest, and without the true God, and every man do what was right in his own sight. So an ungodly man is a man that is without law. He's not governed. He does everything that is right in his own sight. He continually leans into his own understanding. So when they offer this war. They offer this war. So Satan don't offer children this war. What he offers you is lust. Fleshly lust. Ungodly lust. Worldly lust. Which are the things that are in the war? He does not offer you. Who are you? Just as God will not offer you eternal life, everlasting life. Satan will not offer any man this war. To offer you dominion, to offer you the kingdom of this world, to offer the dominion of this world, the power, the authority. He must attest that you have stature. You saw that in the book of Revelation chapter 13. If you are not a useful tool in the certain time, who will offer you this war? What you offer that beast, he offer him, which pastor, which joke has had to put down all rules, all authority, and all power, he offer that beast, in Revelation 13, he offer him his seat, he offer him his authority, and offer him his power. Those are when he said this war, those are what Satan offers. Because those are things that he used to design. To run, can you run my war? Amen. Run it. Let me use my war to the fullness. Raise for me an army. The ministry of that man is to raise an army. Because it was army versus army. Yes, now. That was what his name. When you check that, he shall gather Magog. To gather for all nations, all kindred. Army, Magog. I want to be a Gog. I want to be a God. You, You'll be my prophet. Raise army for me. And what you want to do, children? Take it and raise, because offer men dominion. Offer men power. Offer men authority. Great authority. Give it to them. Use it and raise men that can use it together with you. Authority is not falling down under the anointing, no. Although they did miracle. They did miracle. They did those things. But that is not. It's to use to build image in men. It's to configure fullness of air in men. That such men turn every man to be like you. Men, the body, but their spirits. They will not be different from Holy Spirit. He walk all unrighteousness with all deceivableness of righteousness in men who love not the truth. 2 Timothy 2. Look at me, church. Another war for evil is lies and falsehood. Say lies and falsehood. I don't like the way you are talking. Let me say this again. You will not have your part in the city for those who love it and make it lies. It's a covenant. Isaiah 28. For you see, our covenant with air and your agreement with death, because you have make lies your refuge and falsehood. So when you talk about this war, Satan designed a war that when any man sees it, you can't read it. It's a lie. He had designed to deceive you. Ha. You see, two things we are warned majorly as deception in the scripture. There's a deceivableness of sin and there's deceivableness on riches. Deceivableness of riches is deceivableness of this war. Because what this world wants to do is to make you rich. Because what every man is supposed to be, supposed to be rich towards God. Instead of you being rich towards God, you're supposed to be rich towards the wicked one. And that's the essence of the deceitfulness of riches. So we make you rich. One, the parable of the seed and the sower. The last temptation that will not make men to keep, that will chop the word. Is the deceitfulness of riches. The seed they grow. That's why I say, you might have overcome loss of the word. Flesh of the word. Fleshly loss. Fleshly loss, ungodly loss, you must have come there. But there's something. Where Satan went to go and hide this time around inside men. Give me, sir, Matthew 13, when he was describing that thing. Deceitfulness of riches. When Satan came to Jesus to offer him, to offer, because you need to be fruitful for you to have abundance entrance into everlasting kingdom. But there's something that will not make you to be fruitful. He render the seed not to be fruitful. He abortion. He wants to make the branch. Those we are the warfare of seven churches. Candlesticks are the branch of the vine. They are all vine branch churches. Though candlesticks are vine branch, they are all vines. They are branches of the vine. They are supposed to bring divine nature. Move from godliness to divine nature. Candlestick. It's not sanctuary churches. They are branches of the vine that are supposed to be pruned by the Father to bring forth fruit and be pruned again and bring more fruit. God bless you, sir, when you came through. Ah! You need to go and listen to Reverend Musuyi's message when he came to Lagos 2 weeks ago. You know, all of us, we actually lambast Larissian Church. We don't know that church. That church was the one that was near. Nearer to overcome. They are the church, they are near. They are higher than Philadelphia Church. They are born for fruit of everlasting, but they are not ready to bring forth the most fruits. So they were rejoicing in that they were there. He said, but they have gold, But they could not, instead, they had silver, but they had to move it to refine gold. Because the messenger of the covenant will come and purify sons of Levi as gold and silver. They had silver of everlasting life, but they had to move into gold dimension. They were already rejoicing in everlasting redemption without moving to the end. I put my hand like this. I say, Reverend, 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 Basheje, Basheje, Basheje. Oju! I kept on shouting, Oju, 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 Oju. He put the kid. Ha! Philadelphia Church, please forgive us. We are your brother. Innocent brother. We don't know. Who are we to talk about you? Because they are the church that they promised the throne for. Go and check out the seven churches. And the journey is from the candlestick to the throne. That's the journey for everlasting joy. For the candlestick from being a branch unto place of the throne. Because a candlestick church is a vine branch church. Because vine churches are most holy churches. Fig tree churches are sanctuary churches. Fig tree churches are vine tree churches. So they are vine branches. So and they are the one that is near to the corridor. To finish your work and hand time to eternal life. Say, you are cool. You are not warm nor cold. Ah, touch your leg there. Go see like you. Ah, me touch your more pastor. Ah, if the producer is a judge, we'll be dancing. We don't have them. Let us be Laodicean church. We don't have, let us first of all be like that. Ah, touch your, when I started, I kept on reading, I said, ah, touch me. Where's your eyes? All this why? Can't you see this thing? Where's your eyes? That's why we are ignorant. God told me, that's what they call fitness of spirit. That's what they call fitness of spirit. Fitness of spirit is that thing that's not making to see. That's not making to see. That's what they call fitness of spirit. It was done by spiritual wickedness in high places for me, man. That's why I'm not seeing it. That's what they call the fitness of the spirit. After that day, I just went to myself, God, thank you for taking away this fit from me. Oju, Oju, Koju, Oju, Oju, Evangelist. They said, give you high staff, that's my see. Feet of the Spirit.
As now you are trustworthy, you are trustworthy. Learn well, yes, as if yes, yes, yes.
Ah, Oju,
yes,
Abish.
Yes, yes.
Ah.
Now you
are. Can you just help us? Don't have mercy upon this generation.
Oh, yes.
We can finish the work. You can help us finish this work. Our generation can finish this work, Lord. Your enemy can be made your footstool in the days of our flesh. You can help us, Jesus. For Jesus, in the day of his flesh, offer prayers and supplication. We cry and tears. So he is able to save you from death. And he was hurt in that he feared. Help us, Lord. Do not turn your ear from our cry. You shall hear the cry of the prisoners. But you hear from your holy temple, hear the cry of the prisoners, Lord. Hear the cry of the prisoners. I don't know. Every time I wake up, I'm coming down from the bed. Every morning, since almost a month now. I say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Every time, I wake up to life, that's it. I plead on my left one. I said, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Show me, Lord. Show me. Show me. That's my friend. Show me, Lord. Manifest yourself. Because I said, you manifest yourself. I can't see it. Until you show. Because you need to show the house to the house, Ezekiel. If you don't see the house, who is the house? Whose house are we? We need to see the sun for you to see who you are. The pattern of the house to say, show the house to the house of Israel. That they might see their iniquity. And they are safe. You show the house to the house. For us to be the kind of house building. It will show the house to the house. I said, show me. Show me. Manifest yourself. Manifest it. I got all talk of the bit. I said, Jesus, just show yourself. Manifest yourself. Because it's okay. I see you. I can't even know what I carry on the inside. It's in your light we see life. It's not in scripture. I cannot speak to him. I said, I see him. He embodied the testament. He embodies it. If I see him, I will see my state. Job said, I'll be here, I'll hear you by the end of the year. Now, myself, I see. Say, I have bought myself in dust.
I've been hearing about the hearing of here, but I see you now. They hide about myself. When you see him, you hide yourself, my boy. You can't see him and not hide yourself. When you see him, all of us hide ourselves. So they have to show the house to the house of Israel so that they can see their iniquity. That son of man, show the house to the house of Israel. The house to the house of Israel. That they may be ashamed of their iniquities. And let them measure the pattern. Let them measure the pattern. See the pattern. Because that was the vision of from 40, 41, 42, he was showing the temple, the pattern of the temple. It was the house he was showing. That the physical Israel wanted to go and they want to reclaim the land where they built the mosque and build this temple there. It's not physical temple. That temple is the right answer. And I saw in Jerusalem. There was no lamb there, for God and the lamb were the temple therein. Immediately 41 to 45, which is the temple of the temple, he now showed Jerusalem, the city, where their temple was dwelling inside. So they showed the temple first, which was the God and the lamb, and now showed the city. And from the city, you saw the water of life flowing into the nations of the head. That which was 48 or 47 or 48 of Ezekiel. But of course, also the house to the house of Israel. They can be ashamed of their iniquity. I said, Jesus, show me the house. Show me. Show yourself. Because I know it's the house of God. Who was preaching it? Pastor Dimitri was talking. No, can I be? Is it Pastor Dimitri? I was talking about the house of God, the ladder of heaven, the house of God. Jesus is the house of God. And we want to pattern our life like him. To see lies. Lies is now. If lies is younger, I'm coming. I'm not going to come. I do come again. That's a fraud. Lies. You will love it and make it a lie. Love it and make it a lie. Where you make lie as refuge. So can you see? It's a word. Evil war is a war. It's a refuge. Evil word. Every man, when they offer it to you, you need high staff to see it. The moment of the anointing, and that anointing only come when the Son visits you and manifests himself. I came up from that meeting of 2 weeks ago. I kept on repenting. I said, Lord Jesus, that our feet is in our eyes. Where my fitness is in my eyes. EBT, fitness, spiritual, would you be lower? Not this eye, so the eyes of the Lord. That's where Satan is hiding. That's why no one will enter the kingdom if they can pluck out his eyes. If your eyes will make you not to enter, pluck it out. But it's better for you to enter into the kingdom than you to be cast to hell. With your two hands. It's not talking about physical hands. Don't go and call this one awful. They are telling you where evil is hiding. They are telling you where lies hide. They are telling you where falsehood lies. In our hand is our works. What was the problem of Laodicean church? It was their works. Not external work. What they are so is generating works. They are making their works their God. Their lies. You make covenant with lies. Agreement with falsehood. Falsehood. You see? I was saying something that Timothy said there are doctrines that can make us depart from the faith. And he says the doctrine of the devils. The doctrine of the devils there is not your father, it's not your father is doing it from village. They are doctrine of devil, they are the doctrines of doers of evil. Devil means doer of evil. What the evil one teaches. What does Satan teach? What does he use spiritual ruler and darkness to teach? They teach his rights. They teach his death. Spiritual wickedness in that place. They teach rights. Rights are different types. And those rights are sellers of lies and falsehood. Lies are rights. Say that, church. That's what they call evil and wickedness. They're right. Right in the church. Right at home. Right in the society. Right in the nations. Those are what is called falsehood and lies. That was the sin that God saw. It. God could see the way that thing is coming from the Laodicean church. Because they are claiming rights. For we say, we are clothed. We say we are rich. They have entangled. Truly, were they rich? Yes! Who made them rich? They did first work and they finished it. And they were made rich by God. They were rich towards God. But God does not like that settlement. That kind of frame of work. You won't finish work. I was telling Pastor Dimeji and Pastor Fisayo. I said, one of the things that we have is that we easily settle, even we that in this land. I usually tell our children, you see, when we do something, I mean, this is even natural thing. When we do it, I'm not talking about spiritual now. Maybe we are saying they are doing something about sand and they are getting provision. They just say that is the best they can do. They just settle. Even in natural thing, they just send it. And that thing will not inherit everlasting dominion. Because it isn't so. That when we have something that's a bit okay, we are just okay with it. And we feel that God should accept this one now. Shame you take me a journey. I got everybody. How many people are doing like us? Really? How many people like us are like us in Nigeria? If you gather today, I don't need to. They don't need to wake me up and say, Pastor Lina, this thing. I say, no, she can't do it. I don't need to call her. I know what she can do. I know what she cannot do. I'm very sorry. It's very hard. But I can tell you that I can trust her way more than my biological mother because of work that I've been doing now. It's not because I want to resist my mom, but I have lived with her too. But you know something? We cannot rejoice in that. Because it's a lie that we can even step into. A right. Which is our righteousness again. It's also righteousness. Because righteousness and righty are different. And the wearing, the Apostle Timothy is saying there that we must wear, why must wear fine linen, white and clean, white and clean, white and clean, white and clean, white and clean. Not just fine linen, but is it white enough? That church, they had white linen. But he said, come and buy of me clothes. Eh? Clothes. He said, fine. Eh? No. Laodicean church. They have clothes. But they are clothed. But that clothes, because they are coming to before a light, I casted it to buy of me gold, where try in fire, that they may be rich. Why raiment that may be clothed, that the shame of the nakedness does not appear? Do they have garment? They have garment. Do you know there are some whites that when you wear, when they put too much light, they travel through the whites. But there's some whites, nearly, that when you wear it, no matter, it cannot, it reflects, it pushes, light does not travel through. And supposed to appear before God. Whose lies? So we're telling you that garment saying, where are you? This garment is not the kind of garment you bring before my presence. Because when I'm looking at you, I'm seeing through you. And you don't wear a kind of garment that is able to close you up. That the light that emanates from me will not pierce through it. So they were wearing garments and they were wearing everlasting garments. But that garment is not white enough that light of his sight can't pierce through and will not find their nakedness. So we're supposed to cardinal work on your white, on your romance. So the lad I saw in the prayer, you are already wearing a good garment. Are you not wearing fine linen? Why do you not want a fine linen that is white and clean? You are already wearing fine linen. Because fine linen is a linen of most holy place. Why do you want to have a white and clean one? Take fine linen, Tony. Take 20. Is it correctable? Not enough? Why are you looking for undefiled that pay not away? Why are you looking for undefiled? Why are you looking for undefiled and pay not away? Is it correctable to tow? Why do you want white and clean? It's a lie of evil spirits. It's a thought pattern. It's an understanding that is alien to a people that will sit upon the throne. You see, the kind of warfare that we are going to fight. Our greatest warfare is the warfare of our mind, imagination, thought. Everything that is the knowledge of God. When you have knowledge of God, things are said bam, to wrestle you down, to just accept. Pastor, you don't settle until you see Jesus Christ face to face. When I'm breathing my last breath, I'm not settled. Right? So that's why you can understand the last of John. Because you don't say, if we say we have no sin, what are making those men to be saying that kind of conversation at that time? They are so high beings. And boys, they must talk, they will still be writing as if they are talking about fornication. But they are not talking about fornication, they are talking about writing. But with, they are relating, they are not in their truth, they are talking about, they are relating with 1 Timothy chapter 6. God, who is light, and which is important for every man's light, for man to approach into or come into. They know that this person may approach into the man they claim to hear, they call something, oh boy. Unapproachable life. Then they are getting closer. This thing I'm going to closer to. It's because you don't know God. That is why you say that I can give God a wiper. If you know God, you know that God is not a God you give wiper to. When you are moving into the true God, the King everlasting, where you perfect what to break into immortality, dwelling in light. Where in before in life cannot stay. Falsehood. And to God, that you are agreeing with it. They feel that you are making covenant. That you are agreeing with that state. That they ask you, what are you using to measure? Where are you fetching your measurement from? And don't you see me? Every time they want to measure, and they bring to me a golden reed. A golden rod. Is it a golden reed? Or they use another reed to measure. In the one they wanted to measure the city, it was a good reed they used. Because there are other reeds that you can use to measure. You have other plumnets you can use to measure. Is your measuring a good reed? Are you measuring with divine mind? Are you using good reed? Or are you using any reed? In Revelation 11, they use a reed. To measure the temple and the worshiper thereof. What is the reed? What kind of reed are you using? What is the reed they use to measure the New Jerusalem? Is it the same kind of reed they use? They don't have the same kind of reed. Read the Yakov, say that one. And the reed is not a better. It's a construction within. It's a frame. It's a measurement that does not have lies in it. It's not unjust. It's balanced. Is golden reed. So, to deal with this war, which is the lie that the enemy has designed. So, we might have overcome flesh. We have to force, we have to fight this war, which is where they breed lies, falsehood. Many things. Hell and dead. Idol. Those men are men. When you get to that's when you become army. You are enlisted as army of living God. is to war against every lie. Though we walk in the flesh, we will not war after the flesh. For the weapon of fear, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, bringing unto captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having readiness. Readiness. Everything, readiness of mind. Readiness of mind. Readiness of mind. To avenge. You can take vengeance, but they won't allow you to take vengeance now. Because you don't have what it takes to take vengeance. If you take vengeance, you will call your landlady that disturbed you. Come on, what you? After what I've done in the house, you gave me a letter of quick notice. I want to measure our vengeance to you. So they won't allow you to do vengeance now. No, okay, vengeance is a holy. Wrath of God. Your vengeance will not work as the wrath of God. But when you saw the lamp with the armies of heaven, Revelation 19, executive vengeance, recompense of the Lord. He was wisely on white horse. And with them that are with him are also with cloth deep in white. And they also were in white horse with wise men. Their vengeance is holy. You saw them. It was a vengeful vengeance on all the enemies of God. But not without, but they had to wear, they had to dress them well. I'm just adoring what person, because you can't write on that white horse until that to a vengeful vengeance. It's still compassion. Life, everlasting life. Vesture deep in blood. Wearing. Those are the armors of God. The vesture. But it's deep in blood. With life. Everlasting life. To war out the enemies of God. One thing I know. As that word said, we are in the appointed time of the Lord. I said we are in the appointed time. This is Kairos. That this word is coming to us. We find grace in our heart to respond to God's people. My desire that the Son will manifest himself to us. God's people, if there's any prayer, we should be praying now. It's manifestation. Every day, mountain pray, almost 1 month now. Because I know that is the one that I must see. I will come and manifest. When he manifests, he will give you commandments. When he manifests, he will give you standard. When he manifests, he will show you who he is. I don't just want, you will see the lines. Because the lines are in it. The laws are in it. May we see them. So that we can war against lies. Falsehood and this evil world. Can we begin to respond to the Lord this morning? Let's just respond.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.